Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Today we're pleased to announce something entirely new in money.
Now you can borrow money and never, never have to worry about repaying it.
The Flash Loan and Collection Service of America, just around the corner from Wall Street, announces a new service.
Yes, friends, you can borrow that money you need with the left hand and repay it with the right in practically one simultaneous motion.
You need no security, no cosigner, no reputation, nothing. You can be a mess and still borrow from the Flash Loan and Collection Service.
Here's how you do it, friends. Simply climb two easy flights below street level and ring the attractive alarm gong at the iron gate. Courteous guards, armed with submachine guns, will help you fill out the easy forms. Within 5 minutes, you'll have crisp new greenbacks in your hand.
Within 1 minute, they'll be taken away from you.
But think what fun you'll have during those exhilarating 60 seconds. Any sum from $100 up to $1,000, all yours for a whole minute.
No more tramping streets trying to change $100 bills. No more tired feet from exhausting shopping expeditions.
No more lying awake nights trying to figure out how to pay that debt. No more hiding behind ash cans and trembling when the telephone rings.
By the Flash method, the whole transaction of loaning and repaying is accomplished in one attractive suite of offices on the same day.
It works this way, friends. After filling out the simple forms, you're interviewed briefly through a peephole. The crisp new bills are handed to you at once. Then you are led into a luxurious, burglar-proof vault.
And there, while the happy, carefree seconds tick away, you can gloat all by yourself.
Then the courteous, heavily armed guards release you. You are dragged to the collection department, the straitjacket is taken off, and all you do is pay back the loan plus 10%, plus charges for transportation, mailing, surcharge, use of the vault, and a nominal fee for being carried up two flights and thrown into the street.
So write today to Flash under the Brooklyn Bridge, New York Zero, New York. That's a mail drop. Or better still, call Philbrick 78765 and ask for Marty.
That number has been disconnected, I think, Bob. Some trouble with the police or something like that.
All right, friends. For quick, easy money, remember it's Flash. Two stories underground, quick connections with the East River.
Fine way to borrow money.
Well,
you couldn't pay any bills that way.
It's just a little different way, Mary. How's everything today? How's the big swim coming?
Fine, fine. Thank you, Bob. We're all set to get going on that.
They've got the band all lined up.
What good would it be, actually, to borrow money and then have to pay
it
back?
Well, forget that, will you? That was the
well,
first business
tonight. Well, you were silly just having money for 1 minute.
Yeah. Look, this thing is going to happen the day after tomorrow. Now, have you got all the plans made? How's the weather? Have you checked with the Weather Bureau on Friday's weather?
Then you have to pay 10% too?
Yeah.
Land sakes, that's amazing. All for just holding money for one
minute.
Yes,
it is.
About the swim, Bob. You have any questions?
Yes. Well, do you think the weather's going to be good? Is the water going to be warm?
Well, we've gone ahead and checked with the Weather Bureau, and they seem to think it will be all right for swimming. They didn't know whether it would be fair or raining, but they said you could swim anyway, that there won't be anything to stop you from swimming, meaning me, of course.
Mary sent me down to see the mayor this morning, Bob.
She did?
Oh, yes, that's right, Bob. Tex went down to talk with Mayor Impellery. Mayor Impellery. Impellery?
No. Mayor Impellery. Did you talk to Mayor Impellery, Tex?
No, I didn't. I couldn't get in to see him.
Well, how's that?
They wouldn't let me in. I don't know what it was.
You mean the
Something about being gamey.
Well,
They didn't describe it.
Well, you're a fine manager. Oh, man.
Well, wearing that raccoon coat in weather like this. No wonder you are gamey.
Well, I'm trying to sell this, and the only way people can see it and see what a bargain it is at $10 is for me to wear it around. I will admit it looks kind of foolish.
Surely.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, of course. Surely.
Walking around Radio City, and I saw you down there looking at Prometheus the other day.
You did? I didn't think anybody saw me down there.
What's that?
I saw him looking at the statue of Prometheus down there the other day.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was Impellery? What was that?
No. Let's forget the whole thing. Friday is the big day for the swim out to Bedloe's.
Look, before I forget it, boys, I think I have a Jim Dandy of a recipe for mothers. I think the little kiddos will love this.
Something to make mothers work a little bit easier during the summer.
Yes, what it is, it's Pablum Popsicles. And
I'm going to leave right now, if you don't mind.
What you take...
I don't feel very well.
Take some pablum and mix it with water, and just roll it in your hand until it looks like a hot dog.
Yeah.
And then you put some kind of a stick. I use toothpicks or pencils.
Well, is that really a good idea? I've heard that putting pencils in your mouth isn't a very good thing.
Well, you don't get to eat the pencil. You just eat the pablum. You put the pencil into it, and then put the whole thing into the freezing compartment of your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're hard, give them to the kiddies. And they're just like popsicles.
Pablum, popsicles.
But they're filled with goody pablum.
Uh-huh.
And the children will love it.
Well, okay.
So, will you try that, ladies? Thank you. Here.
You'll excuse us now. We have other bits of business to take care of, Mary.
Surely.
For instance, right now it's nearly music time on today's show.
What's that again, Bob?
I said it's nearly music time.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, and here we are just here in the studio all by ourselves. Kind of hard to remember our early days in music, Bob.
Yeah. We wouldn't be here where we are today without music. Or music wouldn't be where it is today without the songs we introduced, either.
Oh, remember those days, Bob?
Mm.
Remember back in 1918 when we played Toledo? The night.
Yeah, the night we introduced the song that never died. We walked out on the stage, and there was thunderous applause. I tap danced, as I remember, in the background.
Right, you did.
And you, Ray, you raised your voice and sang your heart out.
I won't be home until morning. I won't be home until morning. I won't be home until morning. The night before the fourth.
Ah, yes, there wasn't a dry eye in the house that night.
No, and then we packed our things, Bob, and shipped out to Indianapolis. It was about that time that I fell madly in love.
Indianapolis, the Circle Theater, Monument Square. Harry was playing the piano that night we made our debut.
Flo was out front, Bob. Gee, there wasn't a dry eye in the house when you introduced our song for the first time.
I won't be home until morning. I won't be home until morning.
Then we moved on to Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, remember we were met by the mayor down there.
He warned us not to come any further.
But we were young, headstrong kids, and this was our big chance. And we put on a show that was a stand-up.
Yeah, we were late getting to the theater. Didn't even have a chance to rehearse.
But we were troopers. We went on. I came downstage wearing a tuxedo and sneakers.
And I crossed the stage on a typewire. There wasn't a dry eye in that house, Bob.
Flo was out front. You could have heard a pin drop when Ray sang.
I won't be home until morning. I won't be home until morning.
Then came the war. We said goodbye to our old friends, and we both heeded the call of our country.
Two MPs dragged Bob from the theater right after our last show, and we joined a USO unit. We toured with the boys, giving them the great song we'd become so famous for.
We won't be home until morning. We won't be home until morning.
Then came victory. We went back to our old jobs again.
We were back in show business, the big time. And in 1921, before a packed house in Jersey City, I introduced our new song.
When they began the game, it brings back a night of tropical splendor.
But they still called for our old standby, I won't be home until morning.
Yep, and the rest is history, Bob. But for you folks who didn't follow us through those historic years up to 1931, next week we'll continue these glimpses into a famous past.
And if you folks have any songs that remind you of anything, just send them along and we'll try to recall those memories for you.
Now we come to the portion of the program which I turn over to Bob Elliott, who reminds you to patronize all of our sponsor at your local drugstore.
No. You've broken the spell now.
What's the matter?
Well, I mean, we were going great there, but now it's ended. It's over. Maybe we'd better hear music from the trio, huh?
Okay, how about, let's see, Because of You?
That'll be good.
Thank you.
Now featuring Mary Magoon, it's time again for Aunt Penny's True to Life Stories. And here we are once again in Aunt Penny's sunlit kitchen for another True to Life story. Hello, Aunt Penny.
Thank you, Danny, and hello, folks, again.
Say, these raisin cookies look real wonderful. They
yes,
just come out of the oven.
Well, they're made with easily digested chicken fat. They just set in your stomach like a half-dollar piece.
Oh, there.
But now let's get along to the story.
I'm awfully anxious, Aunt Penny, to find out what happened to Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Fillmore. They were in a
You remember, they were tumbled into the Metropole River by Fingers McGee, who'd sawed through the uprights of the wooden bridge.
Oh, I remember.
Well, it's the next day now, and Fingers McGee and a friend are seated in the old Romany tea room in Metropole. And we hear...
Hey, Fingers.
Yeah?
What are we going to do about this Fillmore guy?
Well, last I know, he was in the...
Wait just a minute, Light. Tell the violin player to keep quiet. Keep quiet, will you? What
Shut
are
up.
We
going to
do about this? What we... Hey, Fingers.
Yeah? Hey, look, Spot.
What's he playing?
Shut up.
Is that what I'm about to say? What are we going to do about this? No.
Hey, what are you eating?
What's in here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shut up, you there with the violin. We're trying to talk.
This is a very tasty meal, whatever it is. I'm not quite sure.
It's alphabet soup, I think. I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, there's a bee there.
Huh?
There's a bee in it.
That's right. Better get him out of there.
What are we going to do about this Fillmore guy, anyway?
I don't know. What do we do with Fillmore? That's the problem.
Whatever it is, I think we better do it tomorrow.
Oh, Aunt Penny, you're not going to leave us there, are you?
Well, I'm afraid, Danny, I'll have to until some other day.
What a spot to leave our story in those two
But these
men...
cookies are so ever-digestible. They're made out of digestible chicken fat.
Yes, these are raisin cookies, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You just roll them up in dough and deep fry them. And believe me, your family will cry for more.
Well...
Danny, I'll tell you...
What happens tomorrow?
I'll tell you what... Fingers and the other gentleman decided to do...
Whose name we don't know yet.
...about the Fillmores.
Oh, well, we'll be listening, Aunt Penny, who was played by Mary Magoon.
Thank
Next
you,
time
yeah.
you're here.
Thank you.
Well, we're a little early, folks, so we'll kill time today.
We promise to be back tomorrow, though, with another side-splitting 15 minutes.
Right now, it's back to the typewriters, where we'll probably be working far into the night on tomorrow's program.
So if you can give us any little encouragement, any little kind word here and there, well, you know.
Till tomorrow, this is Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding saying, write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.